And we are
the Brothers Cherokee, Worldwide Incorporated.
As always,
you know it.
Boys, where are you boys? Listen, boys, you gotta do your homework before you do any more of your radio stuff.
Oh, Mom.
Come on, Mom.
No buts, do it. I'll be in the kitchen making up some brownies.
Oh, boy, brownies.
Yeah, brownies. Let's play some music while we do our homework.
We could totally play music.
Yeah, Mom will never know. She's dumb.
I don't even think she listens to the radio.
I don't think she even knows what a radio is.
Ah, yes.
Welcome to Mystery Science Music Hour.
This is episode 3.
Or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm the one who edited last... No, we did it live.
That's right. It's always live. What are you talking about?
Always.
What's that fourth wall doing over there?
Get that junk out of here. Come on, boys. Scram. I'll give you the idea in a nutshell. B-A Bay, B-E-B, B-I Bicky Bye, B-O Bo. I'll give you the correct demonstration. Cutie Pie, pound those horse teeth.
B-A Bay, B-E-B, B-I Bicky Bye, B-O Bo, Bicky Bye Bo, B-U Boo, Bicky Bye Bo Boo.
C-H-A-C-E-C-C-I-Sicky-Sigh-C-O-So-Sicky-Sigh-So-C-U-Soo-Sicky-Sigh-So-Soo.
Get the idea, girls? Now we'll all join together on the letter D.
D-A-Day, D-E-D, D-I-Dicky-Dye, D-O-Do, Dicky-Dye-Do, D-U-Doo.
My granny, while on her deathbed, she turned and said to me, "Why must you view life so morbidly? I tried to teach you right, but somewhere I went wrong, 'cause you sing those death, death, devil, devil, evil, evil songs. When six pallbearers put her down and laid her body in the ground, my eyes were wet, my face was very long. The pastor said, 'Son, here you are. Won't you please take this guitar? Sing, dear departed granny, one last song.' And I sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Hell, you know that's how I get along. that, that, devil, devil, evil, evil songs. The law was shopping at Hot Topic, and I was walking out the door when two dumb jocks came up to me. They said, "Hey, fag, it ain't Halloween," and they kicked my lipstick to the floor. And I sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Hell, you know that's how I get along. The world is full of idiots, so how can it be wrong? Singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs. Well, I went down to church on Sunday. I sat up front in a pew. The priest said, "Jesus and Mary too, son, what the devil's got into you? Get up and sing a hymn or two." And I sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. And yeah, you know that's how I get along. The world's full of hypocrisy, so how can it be wrong? Singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs. Was invited to the White House. The president pulled me aside. He said, "Son, sing us a song apiece for those evildoers in the Middle East." I rolled my eyes and kicked this rhyme. I sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Hell, you know that's how I get along. The world is full of W's, so how can singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs. Well, then I died and went to hell. I could tell right away by the awful smell that this was clearly not the pearly gate. The devil said, "Come here, young man. My wife and I are your biggest fans." So naturally I felt I had it made. Well, then he reached into an iron chest, and he picked the tool that he felt was best. And then he jabbed me in the schlong with a pitchfork that had sharpened prongs. He turned to me and winked and sang this song. He sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Yeah, I know that's how you got along. I find your song hilarious, but now your soul's precarious. Singing your death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs. I'm just kidding, kid. Welcome to hell. Enjoy the buffet. Death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Hell, you know that's how we get along. The world is full of sinners, so how can it be wrong? Singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs.
We'll be right back. and he traveled with the carnival shows. Ran bump cars, sucked cheap cigars, and he candied up his nose. Another big brown beaver, so he thought he'd dig himself a peep. But the beaver was quick, and he grabbed him by the kiwis, and he ate his boy.
You make your mama so proud. Look at you studying so hard and learning all your science. Listen, you keep it up. I'm gonna go watch my soaps and then take a little nap.
Okay, you keep doing that.
All right, Mom, we'll be good. Hey, I found some more records in Uncle Jack's closet. Let's play them.
You think somebody who really likes records, he would take better care of them.
I don't know, pretty crappy.
He would take them with him.
He'd probably get more anyway.
Boys, I have more than one copy of every vinyl that I purchase.
See, I almost sound like him.
No, you don't. You're crazy.
No, you are. Leave my coffee alone.
Ow, my nipple.
Why am I shaking iced coffee?
Why do you have coffee? You're 12.
It's good for my growth. Mom said so.
Mom's a liar.
Called Earth came a pacifist being and his clan who taught us things aren't always as seen. There was no one as wise and courageous and swell as the space hero whose tale I may vow to tell. Took his troops into battle to fight all their foes, leading good against evil, and everyone knows when his back's against the wall and he'd run out of luck, he took his body parts round and change into a truck. Now I'll sing you the ballad of Optimus Prime. He was the greatest transformer of all time. He was a big rig, a robot, and a really nice guy. He was proof that a hero's more than meets the eye. Born Orion packs back on old Cybertron. Well, not born, more like built by some dark.
darn Quintesson. After a needed upgrade from Alpha Trion, the leadership matrix to him was passed on. It was each Autobot versus Decepticon, and their leader, that vicious gun called Megatron. In a space dogfight race to find more energon, it was our ancient planet that they crashed upon.
What's a pawn?
No, not a pawn. A pawn.
What?
You know, like a pawn far over there.
Cool, there's a pawn far going on over there?
No, wrong universe. Let's just get back to the song.
Oh, damn.
They were brought back online in 1984, reconfigured to blend in with Chevys and Fords, fighting evil on Earth to this credo they stick. It's freedom for all beings, and avoid parking tickets. Prime fought Megatron many times, and it rocked. As a pistol, he was always going off half-cocked. And when Prime's fisticuffs had been taken and stolen, he'd shove his long barrel up Prime semicolon. Now that's what I call taking it up the tailpipe.
Oh, Luke, that pun was so bad, it makes me want to throw myself into the Grand Canyon.
So that would make you a cliff jumper?
Oh, jeez, one more like that and I will blast you from here to the Loch Ness.
Well, that's a grim lock. Oh, come on, Earl, you're a filth star. You can handle it.
Luke, it's enough to make any star scream.
Pathetic fools! There is no escape!
Then in 2005, they fought their final bout. With his last ounce of strength, he knocked Megatron out. On his deathbed, poor Optimus Prime there was laid. Just so Hasbro could sell the new toys they had made. Then the optics went dim on that great space invader. Spike cursed to the skies, but it was edited later. The new prophesized leader, Hot Rod, he was chosen. We wanted John Wayne, and they gave us Judd Nelson.
Now I'll sing you the Ballad of Optimus Prime. He was the greatest Transformer ever of all time. He was a big, big robot and a really nice guy. He was proof that a hero's more than meets the eye.
Hot Rod versus Galvatron ain't quite the same. Even those who loved them thought it was comparatively lame. So we mourned for the deaths of our brave fighting robots. The alternative? Go home and play with some GoBots!
No!
That
no.
Leader won! Oh, Turbo Psycho!
They couldn't sell anything!
Oh my god! Unicron killed me!
Oh my god! On my ass.
Resurrected by forces they don't understand. A powerful hate plague they call Fandom Man. From his grave ship soon, Optimus Prime then arose to save us from lame toys with lamer kids' shows. Those headbaster beast machines might confuse me, but with Prime back in charge, it's all good, you'll agree. Now immortal, his red and bold chassis is seen on DVD, eBay, and Toy Fair magazine. Now I'll sing you the Ballad of Optimus Prime. He was the greatest Transformer ever of all time. He was a big rig, a robot, and a really nice guy. He was proof that a hero is. Autobots, transform and roll out.
It's five.
Dude, I'm telling you, the isosceles triangle is right. It's six.
No, it's five.
What are we doing mathing anyway? We're supposed to be sciencing.
Science is math.
Oh.
Dummy.
Boys, what are you doing, boys? Are you fighting over homework? The master would not approve of such devices.
Homework is not a device.
And you say that about everything anyway.
Forget the master.
What?
I bet he's the master of Bader.
Oh, no, don't. I gotta get out of here. Then the master would not approve.
Yeah, you do that.
Wait a minute. Have you boys seen my cloven hoof shavings?
Your clothing, hoof shavings, no.
I...
Your clipped and stuff, no. Ew.
My collection seems to have vanished. I've looked everywhere.
Well, just keep looking. I'm pretty certain that they gotta be somewhere. I mean, how far can they go?
I don't even know. Just go away, Torgo. We're busy.
All right, but it'll be dark soon. There is no way out of here. It'll be dark soon. There is no way out of here.
Of course there's no way out of here. We're in a submarine, you moron.
It's always dark. Just ignore him.
Okay.
Boys, I made some brownies over here. You want some?
All right.
Yeah.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been some.
Believe it or not. say, I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. Radio, 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 radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio.
Radio, radio. What does he say? Radio, 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 radio.
They built this whole neighborhood out of wood, out of wood. I guess I'll still be around when they burn, burn it down. Standing around when they burn it down. Here in the Museum of Idiots. Honey, I'm there when you need me. Please believe me. Please believe me. I'll still be
like raining.
Is that a phone?
What's a phone doing in here?
We have a phone?
Wow!
Hello, radio, Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, you're listening to the Yellow Submarine of Love.
I'll have some brownies. I love our British brownies. I bet Cherokee Janice's brownies are good, too.
Shut up, Mikey. Get off the line.
ship materialized. He looked out and said to me, run for your life. I don't know why I never thought to ask him for his name. But I really don't think he'd have told me the truth anyway. But that's okay. It's completely terrifying, but it's so, so exciting. He said I was brilliant and I could change the world. So many places I've been, there's so much more to see. We got galaxies and planets and moons, and an awful lot of running to do. Just be another dream. Cause my life before you was unreasonably mundane. Never been happier, although we face death every day. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's completely terrifying, but it's so, so exciting. You said I was brilliant and I could change the world. So many places I've been, there's so much more to see. We got galaxies and planets and moons, an awful lot of running to do.
Superseding the binary. It's completely terrifying, but it's so, so exciting. He said I was brilliant and I could change the world. So many places I've been, there's so much more to see. We got galaxies and planets and moons, and an awful lot of running to do.
the people them want. Woman them a flex and the man them a chant. Cause the 60s style it have to come back. Draw for your bell bottom black heel and frack. Boom shakala crude boy. You me tell him no sir.
Surgeon misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Respect the colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would crave. Lift up your hands and join us, let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world, and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the cardiologist is their best friend, but the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Why be a colorectal surgeon? It's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? When I first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? He sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz, but he never thought of psychology when he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. But this is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. Respect the colorectal surgeon. Here and now we'll raise a glass for the rectal surgeon. Like the rectum can tell a liquid from a gas. We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
This is Cherokee Janice, and you're listening to Mystery Science Music Hour. For QSL, send your confirmation report and your postal address to Mystery Science Radio Shortwave at gmail.com.
Got no future, great big past. Little bitty guy on the rim of my glass. And gotta meet the plane so I can get my monkey. Teach him to be cool, but a little bit funky. Got no credit and I got no fear. And I got about a buck so I can buy a beer. Gotta see a doctor about the words I've said. And I gotta get a bike and I gotta paint it red.
Oh no, we gotta go. We're not gonna live forever.
I was wrinkled and shriveled and stepping out of line, playing the end against the middle and losing every time. I was vainous and heinous and crippled and sad. Thought I was invincible, the baddest of the bad. Then I woke up one morning and I stepped out of bed. Had to get a bike, had to paint it red.
Oh no, we gotta go. We're not gonna live forever. Why? We gotta die. You know that we'll be together. Hey, we gotta say, I could never be a savior. And I know that.
We have a number.
We're connected?
We could totally have a request line.
All right. Well, let's open it up and see who's out there. Hello, you're calling the Yellow Submarine. Who's this?
Clem.
All right, Clem. What do you want to listen to?
I like that song from the end of Mystery Science Theater, I guess.
I like that song, too.
Yeah, let's put that on. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I hear you guys are playing my song. I love it. And how?
Hey, it's Radio's Frank.
Who? Huh?